Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Somehow we got on the topic of mocking the fact that there's an NBA playoff team called the Pelicans. I guess I knew that, but I'd forgotten that. They play the Sacramento Kings tonight. Pelicans is, I feel like, a really dumb sports team name. But then as I was thinking, a lot of them we've just gotten used to over generations. And so, you know, Lakers sounds cool, or Cubs sounds cool, or... Man, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I liked your example, the Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, unless you're a mackerel, you're not really threatened by a penguin.
Somebody said there are lots of not tough sounding names. You got Cardinals, you got Dolphins, you got all kinds of things.
Oh, I got to disagree with Dolphins. I almost brought that one up. But A, Dolphins are rapey. B, they are one
so
of the few animals.
So you want that for your mascot? Because our animal rapes animals? What kind of weirdo are you?
I don't think that's why people wanted dolphins. They're also pretty and intelligent and interesting.
Ball holes.
They're one of the few animals that will murder one of their fellow dolphins. There are plenty of animals that will rough the hell out of you. That sentence didn't quite work. They will rough you up, sir, for territorial reasons, but they don't generally kill you. You just run off with your tail between your legs. Dolphins will murder.
Actually, the best names are, like, Giant is a pretty good name.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, you'll like this. If Arnold Schwarzenegger was portraying a dolphin, he'd say, "And you better leave enough room for my snout, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach."
Wow, we were watching, we're about halfway through Kindergarten Cop, which I had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold from the early 90s. He's surprisingly svelte in this movie. It must have been after...
Yes.
Must have been after his roid days, but before he just started to get a little bigger from age. But he's surprisingly thin. But anyway, his acting is so horrible in that movie. Like, kids and I, we were just dying laughing. Like, every single thing he says is hilarious unintentionally. Every single thing.
Yeah, just absolutely wooden. I've never been able to get past that and enjoy his movies like people seem to.
It is not a tumor.
Stop it!
What?
Just wooden.
We got to finish that tonight. God, we were having fun watching that.
Oh, that's great. Hey.
You like that, huh?
Beautiful. Hey, we've got a lot to squeeze in the final hour of the week, but first, we need to take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
Drama also builds back in the house.
I expressed an opinion. We'll murder you.
Well,
this is Cow Clips of the Week.
Scotty, he's done it again. Oh, he gave him chicken! He's a man of the people!
You know, I'm a cat right now.
Yeah.
I'm a giant cat. Damn right you are.
It's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Did squatters have rights?
Property shouldn't just sit empty, and if they are, they should be seized by people who need them.
Iran has just responded about 30 minutes ago.
More than 300 drones and missiles launched at Israel.
The U.S. fighters alone shooting down those 80 armed drones.
I can't imagine a better day.
It's the same enemy. It's the same enemy, and that's how Israel looks at it.
I don't have faith that you'll do this. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself.
We are Hamas!
Stop. Let go of the bar.
My hand.
Let go of the bar.
Stop squeezing my hand.
Google, you can't hide.
You are funding genocide.
In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Yes. Yeah, I asked him to resign.
What did he say?
He said he would not.
I am not resigning. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy this fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families.
It is the people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump.
In that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be there a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
It's easy to focus on Joe Biden making up yet another fanciful tale about his uncle being consumed by cannibals and overlook the fact that he sounds like the world's oldest man being interviewed.
Right.
His energyless whisper of a fellow who's nearing the end of his life.
Yeah, it's not talked about enough, the idea of him just flat out dying before November.
Yeah, well, I've tried to talk about it. It seems obvious to me. I've dealt with people I love very much. You've neared the end of their lives, and he reminds me of them.
Right. There have been a number of celebrities die younger than him recently. Dickie Betts, the guitar player, who I was happy to see he made the evening newscasts I watched because I'm a giant Dickie Betts fan. But anyway, he died at age 80.
Also, posted at armstrongandgetty.com under hot links, Dickie Betts' best work with the Allman Brothers, bunch of links from a beloved listener's son who works for RollingStone.com.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But Dickie Betts died at age 80. There was some other celebrity died the other day, like 79. I mean, it's not uncommon to die at that age. And you're right. This is kind of what it looks like toward the end. I mean,
yeah. Hey, Michael, help a brother out. Do we have that short Catherine Marr clip, the Marxist lunatic from NPR?
In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
She is so straight out of Orwell. Let me translate in a very simple way. The truth, knowing history, independence of thought, will interfere with us marching in lockstep to overthrow the system. Play it one more time. Does this not mean the truth interferes with us marching in lockstep to overthrow the system?
In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
I don't know how you get past just yada, yada, yada-ing reverence for the truth.
Well said. I'm sorry, you just dismissed reverence for the truth because it will help us get stuff done? Oh, the lack of wisdom and life experience it would take to fall for that insidious garbage. That's why propagandists always target children. Always. You build your army with young people.
Isn't she 41, though?
I thought she's young, yeah.
What does that have to do with anything, Michael? She's not on the receiving end of propaganda. No, she's the evildoer.
Why'd you bring up her age?
She's not like a 22-year-old kid, you know.
Oh, I see.
Oh no. Marx and Lenin knew that the people would have to have Marxism shoved down their throats by force, which was why they mobilized stupid young people. That's the way that scam works. Jack, back to you.
Big economic news? Maybe. Bitcoin's halving event is today. They're going to halve their stock. I read a long, interesting article about when stocks get halved the other day in the Wall Street Journal. I didn't know this. I just always been going along with it my whole life, assuming the smart people knew. They're not exactly sure why stock prices go up when they halve, but they do always. So everybody's just knows that that's part of the deal. If you take a big stock and it's valued at a certain level and then you cut it in two, the two halves are worth more than the whole almost always.
So if I have one share, I end up with two shares, each worth half the value.
Well, more than
half. So there are more shares available.
Yeah, but they always go up.
Initially, it's half the value, right. Then it goes up.
Right? It always goes up. And they're not. But what I didn't know is that even experts don't exactly know why. It just does. It might be psychological, whatever. Bitcoin halving happens today. This is from a texter. All Bitcoin enthusiasts say that this will cause a massive increase in value within a few months. Well, history with most stocks would show you it will be at least an increase due to limiting the supply. If this happens, it'll be sufficient proof that these significant increases in value can be predicted. Buy yourself some Bitcoin or Satoshis. I don't know that one. There's a lot of
ask for it by name.
There are a lot of cryptocurrencies, but yeah, I wish I had gotten in Bitcoin a number of times, and there have been a number of times I've thanked God I didn't, but maybe I should get in today.
Well, it's like sports betting. Don't gamble more than you can lose. It might go way up, but it might not. Saw this headline in the Wall Street Journal that chilled me a bit. Pension funds are pulling hundreds of billions of dollars from stocks. Some turn to bonds or private markets after the major indices run to records. So you got some of the super giants saying, that's enough, let's get out of the market. I know, you're not supposed to time the market because you can't. And historically, blah, blah, blah. But I see a headline like that, and I think, well, we sit on the sidelines for a minute.
Yeah.
Buy the dip! Buy the dip! That's good advice. Thank you, sir. Oh, boy. So what do you want to squeeze in this hour? I got so many things to choose from.
I've got a bunch of shower thoughts I grabbed from Reddit yesterday I thought I'd run through on a Friday that are pretty both entertaining and interesting, so we'll get to those before the hour is up.
Plus, because I loves me, my political theory and the dynamics that kind of cause changes in society that people don't recognize. Have you ever heard the term negative exceptionalism?
No.
Once you understand what it is, you will see it everywhere.
Okay. I look forward
to
that.
It's a pretty common rhetorical trick.
All kinds of wisdom coming your way. Just stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Wait a second. What the hell does a double album mean in the world of... Everything shows up in my favorite streaming service. It could be 900 songs. I mean, Taylor Swift dropped a double album today. Those of us old enough to remember vinyl records know what that means. It had two LPs in there with four sides, but what does that even mean now?
It's more songs.
Okay.
It's just describing it in a way that people comprehend, I guess.
Most of them are those people the age of her. I don't know. What do I know? She's the billionaire, I'm not.
Yeah. You got your shower thoughts? Is that what you're
doing?
Oh,
am I doing that here? I thought I was doing that later. I can.
I don't know. You can do whatever you want, or I can do the other thing. I don't care. Whoops. Failure to communicate.
Got to cut. Oh, it's Friday. I mean, we are both legs out the door. Both feet out the door. Still my head just in the door is what's going on here. Couple of headlines that I think we had this one earlier. Family who got their 9-year-old son a pet octopus reveal how it upended their life. All right. What? All I hear there is you're morons. You got your kid an octopus and didn't think it would be a big deal. All right. Like this headline, prostate cancer vows to find out who did this to OJ.
Find the real killer. Yeah, exactly. Babylon Bee, after workshopping several potential slogans with Democratic focus groups, the 2024 Biden campaign has settled on Death to America. This is what the Biden presidency is all about, announced President Biden as the campaign banner was unfurled. Death to the great Satan.
Well, how much do you think the trial is going to get coverage starting Monday? I mean, Monday it will, because it's opening everything, but don't you think it, like, 3 days in, it'll be just intricate campaign finance stuff that's not interesting to anybody?
They're going to have to, you make a good point, they're going to have to work hard to wring interest out of a lot of the testimony. It could be one of those river or valleys and mountains and valleys things, peaks and valleys, that's the phrase I'm looking for, where, you know, when Michael Cohen or Stormy Daniels, the mattress actress, actually testifies, they'll make a big deal of it.
Well, I'll be interested in that, but... Okay, here's some shower thoughts, which is a Reddit thread that we used to do all the time, but I just grabbed some at random yesterday. There is no way to gracefully chase a bouncy ball. I have found that true even recently. A bouncy ball is bouncing around. You look like a nut job trying to catch it. The probability of you dropping dead in the next 5 minutes is greater than zero. The fact that someone believes in horoscopes tells you much more about that person than the horoscopes ever would.
Well stated, yes.
I thought this one was just interesting and could be discussed at length. We're slowly going from an era of pure information to one of pure disinformation. I think we actually are. We're just like almost everything you hear or learn or come across is either wrong or spun so hard that...
Well, and you don't even need to get there, as Vladimir Putin could tell you, or the KGB. All you have to do is have enough disinformation that nobody knows which is which anymore, or gives up trying.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. And I don't know what the tipping point is on that. We may have already done it. Tipping point to where, what's the point of even paying attention? I don't know what's real and what's not. Here's another one. Most offense is taken by people on behalf of others. That is absolutely true. How often are you or these people actually offended? Or is that something someone shouldn't say because of what it would do to them? Interesting.
Right. Performative. Yeah.
This one's just funny. We can't seem to come up with a disposable drinking straw material that hits the sweet spot between lasting 5 minutes and 500 years. I live in a town where they banned plastic straws. So we have the paper straws that disintegrate in your mouth 30 seconds after you use them.
I remember there was a company that came up with biodegradable golf balls because they were better for the environment. And I asked him, how long would it take this thing to biodegrade? Because it performed just like a regular golf ball. It was pretty good. And the guy said, I can't remember the precise number, but it was something like, yeah, probably about 10,000 years.
I'm wow.
Like, what? No, you don't get credit for being biodegradable.
At some point in human evolution, there was the last guy to live his life naked.
That's funny.
I told this one to my kids last night when my son told me I was wrong about something. Somewhere, a 15-year-old is giving a 35-year-old life advice. I was telling him something that he needs to do to prepare for life or the world. And he said, no, I don't. Okay, the 14-year-old knows more than I do about going out in the world and surviving. Once you study medicine long enough, strangers are suddenly fine with showing you their genitalia.
If you're looking for that.
How about one more? The previous generation went from paying for ringtones, I remember that, to wanting to smash their phone into pieces if it ever makes a sound.
Wow.
That is very true. We got a lot more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Two packed passenger planes narrowly miss colliding at Washington's Reagan National Airport. Federal investigators say an air traffic controller instructed that Southwest flight bound for Orlando to taxi across a runway. Seconds later, a Boston-bound JetBlue flight was cleared for takeoff, rolling down that same runway, setting both planes on a path to collision. Those JetBlue pilots quickly aborting takeoff, slamming on the brakes, surprising passengers. The taxiing Southwest plane stopping as well, both jets coming within 400 feet of each other, just seconds away from disaster.
Well, yeah, and the audio of the people in the air control tower was like, look, the plane's coming out of the way, stop the plane. I mean, they were like full on, this is going to be a crash, panicked.
Oh, yeah, they were shouting, stop, stop, which is not the way the system's supposed to work.
Right. Yeesh.
Yeah, that's what you say as your kid's about to step into the bike lane when there's a bike coming. Yeah, not crowded airliners.
This might be the biggest story of the day. Probably should be. I just came across it. I don't know the name Mike Studman. He's the former commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence. Okay? Because I'm about to quote him. And so remember who he is or was. The former commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence. That's not a minor thing. He believes China is on the warpath. Developments underway suggest Taiwan will face an existential crisis in single-digit years. Most likely in the back half of the 2020s or front half of the 2030s, he wrote yesterday. And says, despite the fact that Joe Biden, and I would throw in Ian Bremmer and a lot of other thinkers, believe that because China's got some economic problems and that sort of stuff, they're putting off the whole Taiwan dealio and everything. This guy, again, former commander of the Office of Naval Intelligence, said, unfortunately, the opposite is true. Xi is militarizing Chinese society and stealing his country for a potential high-intensity war. China's trajectory signals deepening danger and a hardening of Xi's intent to execute an act of aggression similar to what Russia did in Ukraine. A storm from Beijing is heading to Taiwan. Although hopes were high that the Russia-Ukrainian war might deter Xi from folly over Taiwan, nothing in his behavior, speech, or actions so far suggests he's learning anything other than how to better prepare to subjugate Taiwan. I hope he is wrong, but that is a guy who has a lot of knowledge and spent a lot of his life thinking about this sort of thing, who thinks that the Biden-Ian Bremmer view is incorrect.
Well, the Biden view on everything is incorrect, so we'll put him aside for a moment. I think both sides are correct. It's just a question of timeline. China's not going to move now, but he gave it the period we're discussing, single-digit years, up to 9 years. Oh, I think absolutely. Give it 4, 5, 6, 7 years to turn around some of the economic headwinds they're facing. Look, they're giving damn pandas back to the U.S. again. This is so transparent. They're trying to warm relations, get the trade going again, revitalize their economy, beef up, and then, you know, in 2032, they march. That to me, is very likely.
Well, one thing, we like Ian Bremmer, we have him on a show a lot, but he is a big, it wouldn't be in their interest to do this guy. History is full of people doing things that was a bad idea. That nobody from the outside, it wasn't a good idea for Hitler to go into Russia. It wasn't a good idea for Putin to go into Ukraine. People do things against their interest all the time in their personal lives as leaders of nations. It's just human nature for whatever reason.
Yeah, hubris, miscalculation, whatever. Sure.
And the other thing, what was the other thing? I'm old and it slipped out of my mind. It doesn't matter. This topic will be around for a long time. But I think if I'm Xi, my calculation is, I'm gonna take Taiwan like we've been saying we're gonna do for the last 75 years, and I'm gonna bet on the fact that the world won't rise up and stop us. And I think he's right. I think he's right.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah. Michael, let's isolate the phrase, if I'm Xi, and then we'll announce that Jack has come out as transgender, if you'd be so kind. I saw this tweet the other day from an account. I think it was an account I follow, retweeted it, but this person tweets, once you start looking for Alain Levy's negative exceptionalism, in quotes, in public policy, you will never stop seeing it. And maybe it would make more sense to explain it than give examples. But the best, it's a kind of fake criticism. We're the most racist country on earth. Or there's no way we can clean up our city because this, that, and the other. It's weaponized in the opposite direction of usually this is the greatest country on earth. Where's the explanation? I'm sorry, there it is. Fake criticism as distraction from reform. The connection between negative exceptionalism and bad practices is that negative exceptionalism always tells the reformer, we're ungovernable. This can't possibly work here. The case of proof of payment, the examples are very complicated and very long. They're convincing, but they're too long for our purposes here. Frequently used to substantiate tearing down the system. revolutionaries go with it all the time. The idea that the United States is the most racist country on earth is hilarious. It's laughable. It's like, I don't know, it's like saying Barbados is the largest land mass on earth. It's not even close. But if you say it often enough, that you get buy-in. The system of kvetching that empowers middle class... No, see, again, that's into the specifics. It's too much, not the theory. Let's see. They have a couple of examples. The best way to view this kind of fake criticism is, I think, through the lens of negative exceptionalism. Negative exceptionalism takes the usual exceptionalism and exactly inverts it. We have the most corrupt government. We have the worst social problems. We are the most ungovernable people. The more left-wing version also adds, we also have the worst racism and sexism. In all cases, this is weaponized against the concept of learning from elsewhere. How can we learn from countries where I spent 3 days on vacation and don't feel viscerally disgusted by poor people? So it's a weird, well, it's what it is. It's negative exceptionalism. Oh, that wouldn't work here because we're X, Y, and Z. Once you become aware of it, you see it everywhere. It's a weird sort of fatalism or giving up or, I don't know. It's a weird sort of humble brag, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if there's a human nature aspect to it. I'm just thinking about, like, my kids feeling like, you know, we have worse vacations of any of my friends or something like that, you know, that sort of thing. I just wonder if it's kind of, we're built that way unless we catch ourselves and use reason to straighten ourselves out.
Yeah. Yeah, they mentioned that...
in fact, the more I think about it, the more I do think we're built this way. These things always happen to me, like I'm uniquely exceptional in bad things happening to me, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, they mentioned that there was a big movement in Sweden in the 2010-14 era. I can't remember what year that... and it almost worked that this activist group was saying Sweden is the most sexist country... The most deeply sexist place on earth or in Europe or something like that. And any objective look at Sweden, sociologically, legally speaking, by any measure, they're not at all. But they got a bunch of people to believe it and got a bunch of stuff done and some of it almost done. I won't bore you with the details.
It must make us feel good on some level or it tickles some need we have.
Yeah, it does. It's a weird, like, cousin of the narcissism of small distinctions. It's like why the kids go on and on again about I'm a transgender, bisexual, poly, pansexual gender, because it makes you feel special. It's odd, though. Anyway, keep your eye out for it.
Okay, I got to clean up the stupidest thing I've said this week. Hopefully, I've said some things this week that weren't stupid, but the whole Bitcoin conversation was stupid. And here's somebody pointing it out. Because I was, for some reason, assuming the word halving was the same as stock splitting, but it's not. It's a completely different thing. The Bitcoin halving is not as you described. When a stock splits, 2-for-1 example, owners of the stock get 2 shares for every share they own. I think everybody with even... slight knowledge of the stock market is aware of that. This is not the case for what Bitcoin halving event is. Halving in this case means that the rewards for mining Bitcoin is cut in half. Miners who were receiving 1 Bitcoin as a reward for solving a cryptographic puzzle will now only receive 0.5 Bitcoin. Now, I don't know what any of that means at all, but it is not the same as just their stock is splitting today.
Yeah, and we had somebody email on a similar note and said... there it is. This happens approximately every 4 years.
I know somebody who bought a really super powerful computer, and they were talking about, man, they could start mining Bitcoin with that, but they're worried about the electricity bills and all this stuff. I have no idea what that means. I mean, you're going to take your fancy computer and mine Bitcoin, and it uses a lot of good energy for some reason. You're mining.
You hook up a digger to it, a shovel, a power shovel to it. You dig down into the earth looking for bitcoins. Simple.
And you know when you found one because they're shiny.
Oh, yeah, and they got a big B on them.
God, I'll tell you what. I don't know if there's anything I've ever understood less than this, than the secrets of the inner workings of a woman. Some this Bitcoin thing. You're going to mine for Bitcoin, are you? Okay. All right.
You'll not be mining for Bitcoin, and you'll not be writing the sequel to Shades of 50 Shades of Grey either.
We will
the
finish.
The secret inner workings of a
woman. That's weird.
We'll finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Turning to international news, an Australian man took the largest pumpkin grown in the country this year and paddled it down a river. As far as why he rode his pumpkin down the river, the man said his only real motive was to have fun and make people smile. Well, yeah. We kind of assumed that. Can you imagine if his motive had been literally anything else? I'm trying to find my daughter who's been taken. I have a very particular set of skills. Unfortunately, they are finding, carving, and rowing pumpkins. She's a goner.
That is one of the funniest things I've heard Colbert say in years.
Right. Any other explanation other than you thought it'd make people smile is pretty silly.
Wow, that is a really funny joke. All right, Michael, you're on a tear. You recommended that joke. You also said this is pretty entertaining. Does it need any setup?
No, it's just informative.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing that bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including the development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
Now, that last one about strep throat, I think we've all heard, but...
I've heard that, yeah.
The other one,
Unlike some of the various internet, you've been brushing your teeth wrong your whole life. You've been putting on your socks wrong your whole. That's bold duty, but that sounds pretty reasonable to me because it sits there kind of wet and it was in your mush.
Another Bitcoin text on the day that it is going to have, and some people think this is going to be a really big deal for the stock market. Mining Bitcoin sounds complicated, but it's fairly straightforward. Powerful computers try to guess a really, really big number. If you guess it correctly, they get a reward of a certain amount of Bitcoin. The halving means that the reward for guessing the right number is being reduced by 50%. Okay, fine. But the why, if my computer guesses the right number, it turns into money, is completely lost on me.
To control the amount of currency in circulation.
I mean, how is that different than you take these little rings that look like giant Fruit Loops and you try to throw them on a bottleneck at the state fair. And if you can get it on four, it's worth something for the stock market. I mean, I don't see any difference.
Well, because ring chuckers didn't come up with blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
It was computer fiends.
I'll take your word for it. I know
it would be much better at the ring toss.
This is similar to philosophy. I just recognize that I'm not going to understand it, and so I don't work at it harder. I'll understand other things that I can understand.
Yeah, I'm working really hard on my my FOMO, fear of missing out.
Just financially, not you just mean missing out on money?
In a lot of different ways.
Okay.
Just to be more content with what I have, like intellectually. I'll look at something and say, looks really interesting, don't have the time, don't have the bandwidth, as they say, which is a bit of a cliche, but I think it's kind of a useful one. I'm realizing I can't do that. I would like to, but I'm only living one life. I'm busy with these things. I can't kick myself. It's like my daughter's going to law school, and I've been threatening to go to law school literally for 45 years. And and I was actually, I thought, you know, it would be so much fun and kind of a bonding thing, that not that we need it. My daughter and I are best friends, which is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. But I thought, I need to take one of those Masters of Legal Studies courses. It's like, you know, 30 units or whatever. You can spread it out over a couple of years. Then I looked at the time involved and I said, nope, I can't do that. Not with my job, not with my career. And it's too bad, but you just got to let things go. I'm never going to be a concert cellist. Well, probably not. I don't have a cello, for one.
Hey, kids, it's that time again. With Armstrong and Getty.
Yes, if you want to be a concert cellist, step one, get a cello. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Yeah, but you got to beware the syndrome where you buy yourself a really good cello books and instructional video and the best bow available, and then you don't work at it.
Right.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo, fire away.
It's Friday. I've got NBA playoff basketball tonight and the Taylor Swift double album. Maybe the greatest day since my wedding.
Awesome.
Wow. Happy for you. Katie Greener, esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
Jack, I'm looking at this picture you posted on Twitter of your grilling situation, and I don't know where to start, either with the food on the ground or the plastic spatula.
Right, I couldn't find my metal spatula.
Oh, sad.
Yeah,
sad.
It is, Jack, it is sad.
A final thought you'd like to share?
I hate to go serious final thought on a Friday, but I think this Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, going patriotic and actually doing what he thinks is right, and I happen to agree with him, is an interesting turn for our politics. It's going to get those bills through the House this weekend.
You know, darn it, we had vowed we were going to play that several times today and just kind of spaced it off, and that's too bad because I think he's a really, really honorable guy.
Well, that was certainly...
My final thought will be saluting Mike Johnson.
That was certainly an honorable move for him to say, I believe Russia, China, and Iran are together trying to dislodge the United States. I believe the intel, and we need to stop them.
Yeah, and the reporter asked him, aren't you worried about losing the speakership? And he was like, no, I'm going to do the right thing.
As he said,
it's unbelievable.
His son's headed to the Naval Academy. It's not a joke. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who think so little time, go to armstrongandgetty.com. If you see something all over the weekend we ought to be talking about, send it along. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Got some great hot links for you today, too.
Trump trial starts Monday. Oof. We'll see you then. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
There'll be order in the house.
I'm gonna call my lawyer.
And I hate that.
There's still an opportunity to join us in being adults in the room.
it's really serious.
You know, I'm a cat right now.
A ball cat!
I think if I'm she, my calculation is...
I'm not a cat.
He said, wow.
You guys are all horrible human beings.
Bye! Have a great Friday, you mother...
Armstrong and Getty.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.